1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Psalm 139, we were formed in secret. Nobody knows how everything comes together like that. So God is forming what you're about to birth. He's forming it in secret. Amen? So there's the issue of control. Giving God control. Things oftentimes will not work out the way you think. The way you're thinking, you know, we sometimes think in sequential order. We think certain ways. There's a way that you think. But God doesn't think like that. God says, my thoughts are not yours. If your thoughts were God's thoughts, you could counsel God. And there's no one that can counsel God. Matter of fact, there's no counsel against God. We're blessed when God gives us one of his thoughts. He says, my thoughts toward you are peace, not evil, to give you an expected end. So the first issue again at the gate, the controlled access to a city or to a life, is that of control, relinquishing your control. Number two is the issue of hesitation or wavering, hesitating or wavering. Give me 1 Kings 18 and verse 21. 1 Kings 18 and verse 21. The word of God declares, as Elijah defeated the prophets of Baal, it says, Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. How long? Elijah challenged the people, saying, how long are you going to stand between two opinions, your opinion and God's viewpoint? If God is God, then follow his view. Follow his opinion. But if you be God, then you follow your own opinion. But Elijah challenged and said, how long are you going to stand between the two and question? Let me tell you something. Someone said, well, I haven't decided yet. Yes, you have. You just decided. Not to decide is to have decided. Come on. Not to decide. Well, I haven't decided. Yes, you did. You just decided. You just chose not to decide. Not to decide is to have decided. Elijah said, choose today who you will serve. If God is God, if you believe the word to be true, then serve him. Don't hesitate. James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Next verse. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. There we have that issue at the gate. Remember the gate, the walled or the controlled access. Remember, gate has to do with how you think. If God be God, then in your thinking, take on his view, his opinion, his thoughts. If God be God, then don't waver. Stop wavering. Stop acting uncertain. Take on God's view. Take on God's word. Remember that gate is the place of controlled access. How you think. If you're wavering, you're allowing the enemy, you're allowing delay, you're allowing access by other things. But when your heart is fixed, go with me to, I believe it's Psalm 112. Let me find this. Psalm 112. Psalm 112, verse 5. Well, let's start at verse 4. The wonderful psalm. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Verse 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. He's not wavering. He's not uncertain. Let me pray for you right now. I pray this upon you. Father, I pray that you will remove far from us, far from our gate, our thinking processes, from our heart, all wavering, any uncertainty. Allow as many as will to take that leap of faith, trusting not in what they know, but in the God who knows. Father, I pray that right now, that the yoke be destroyed that would cause wavering or hesitating or uncertainty, and that hearts, minds be fixed, trusting in the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell somebody right now, I trust God. Come on, tell them again, I trust God. More than ever before, I trust God. You see, I can't speak for you, but with me, God has a track record. I can't go back in the file and find out wherever he's failed. He's not failed. As I said earlier, he doesn't always come when I want him. I don't like the hurt. I don't like pain. I don't like difficulty. I don't like challenge. I don't like trouble. Sometimes he waits till trouble comes, or you got to go through trouble. But it's all, how many know it's all for your good? He's working on your building. He's maturing you, perfecting those things that concern you. But guess what? He's never been late. Never been late, because everything that God has wrought has worked together. Even when it's been unconventional, even when it's not been according to how the world system works. God, sometimes you lose stuff in order to gain. Help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you go backwards in order to go forward. Sometimes you get left out in order to be included. Sometimes you are reduced to increase. God will take a tree that's bearing fruit. You think because you're bearing fruit, you're just going to bear more and more and more fruit. No, God takes a tree that bears fruit and he prunes it. He'll start clipping them branches back. You'll be wondering, what's going on here? Lord, I've been faithful. The Lord is pruning. For what? In order that the tree may bear more fruit. Come on, that's how God works. And when you understand, you can rejoice right on through the pruning process. You can rejoice knowing that God has something special in mind. I told y'all a couple weeks ago, God has not only given you to believe on him, but he's also given you in the behalf of Christ to suffer with him. Now, to the carnal mind, that ain't no good. That's like, hey, hold everything. But to the spirit man, the one whose sight is set on eternity, the one who knows that this is not all that there is, there's a rejoicing that you have been counted worthy to suffer with him, that when his glory is revealed, you will be revealed as well. Amen. Now, at the gate, tell somebody, you got to give God control. You see where your control has gotten you. It will get you no further. It's God's control. In Mark chapter 8, go there with me, Mark chapter 8, verse number 3. I'm sorry, verse number 34. Mark chapter 8 and verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Next verse. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Did we get that? At that place, at that threshold, at that gate, if you don't relinquish control of your life to God, to his providence, then it says whosoever will save or try to keep and control his own life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose it, not just through death, but relinquishing control to God, letting go and letting God, the same, he says, shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. And it's not just a life, it's the Zoe life. It's the highest and the best, the quality and the quantity of life that only comes through Christ. Amen. Tell the person beside you, get your eyes off yourself. Come on, there's life when you get your eyes on helping others, when you look not only on your things, but on the things of others. Amen. I know it's warm in here, but amen. When you can stop being self-centered and just all about self, and you know, at the end of the day, it's about you. I'm gonna get mine. I'm gonna take care of me. That's the first law of nature. You got a jungle spirit. That's a jungle spirit, just the law of preservation. That's an animal. Animals just preserve themselves. They don't care about nothing. You got animals that'll eat their young. That'll kill them. They don't care about, well, I mean, push come to shove. That, forget that. That's jungle stuff. Neanderthal, caveman stuff. But when you can start to see about others, I'm telling you, there's something in that extraordinary. But you lose yourself. Some of us need a good dose of that. Amen. Not just one little act, but just begin to develop a lifestyle where it's not just about you and your time and what you have to do and how concerned you are with what your existence is. And when you talk to that person, everything is about them. You can't get a word in edgewise. It's about them and what they're doing and where they're going. La, 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 la. Tell them. Read the hand.
We're continuing in part 45 of Mega Grace. Our title, Grace, the Birthing Place, Part 2. Cease struggling. Get into your quiet place and let God speak to you. When you wait, he gives you strength. He's taking you into a way where providence will take over. It may be a way you don't know, but it won't be a way of defeat. Yield to his word. Be careful not to cultivate and harbor issues at the threshold of your breakthrough. Have faith. Yield to God's control. He speeds up promises to break through barriers. You're about to enter the gate to your overflow.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.